Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy to have on the line the Saints defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen. And, Coach, I got to ask you just kind of initially, because we've been a part of several interviews, but I don't know you that well, so I'm curious – just in general, after a game like that, and you thumb through the final game book, you know, you're just looking. Where do you go first? What catches your eyes first, or where do you go first for a defensive effort that stands out like that for you?
Yeah, I think the first place you really have to go is go to the situational football statistics. So, you know, one of the things going into this game was we felt like, you know, we had to win the situation against this football team. And so you go to third down, and they were 1 of 10. You go to the red zone, and they were 0 of 2. And certainly that, bodes well for us when those things come up. And then I think the other part that you're really looking at is go to the giveaway takeaway ratio and see where your team stood. And certainly we won that battle the other day, too.
Now, you know, Coach Allen, the bottom line, that was an ass-kicking. I mean, you might not describe it like that. You're going to be more humble. But I'm telling you what, I think Green Bay was shell-shocked considering the circumstance and what actually occurred in the game. I'm even looking at in the first half, and, I mean, I think you're a big fan of this. I'm looking at time of possession. There was 2-minute warning, and we had the ball basically for 21 minutes. They had it for 7 minutes. You probably like pumping your fish. Yes, get them off the field. To me, we set the tone from the get-go. And look, we had 16 first downs. They had 12 plays. I mean, have you ever been part of a game that was this, considering at the NFL level, that was that dominating to set the tone from the get-go?
Yeah, no, Bobby, I can't say that I really have. I know this, you know, time of possession is one of the biggest statistics in team football. And I feel like that was just, you know, the perfect image of what it means to play complementary football. You know, our offense takes the ball down there, 15 plays, scores a touchdown. I think we played 4 plays, 5 plays, maybe it was, on the next series, and we force a punt, and then, you know, our offense gets the ball and goes right back down the field again, 15 plays, and scores another touchdown. And so we played the first quarter of the game, and we played 7 defensive plays total. And so
right,
our ability offensively to keep drives alive, I think we were 50% on third down. You know, our ability to do that offensively, and then us defensively, our ability to get off the field on third down, and we kept their defense out on the field for a long period of time.
Now, you know, D.A., when I look at, obviously, DeMario Davis, Malcolm Jenkins, the main leaders of the team, but I always like the young bucks, like a Zach Bond. All of a sudden, he has 5 tackles. How about Paulson and Debo? What? The game wasn't too big for him. I mean, I was thoroughly impressed. And then you add a new team and a new teammate in a free agency in passing y'all and what he was able to do coming over from the Chiefs. Boy, plug and play, it seems like you're doing it right and just keep it up.
Well, listen, I'll say this. You know, I think that's a testament to all of the assistant coaches. I don't think those guys get enough credit for the success that we've had. I think, you know, I've been fortunate that I've had a great group of guys that I had the opportunity to work with. They do a hell of a job with our players. Our players listen to them. They respect them. And I think they know that those guys are telling them the right things to do, and I think that's what's allowed us to be so successful.
Coach, the ability to flip the field in the second half, when this game was far from over, and Bobby talked about it, that Paulson and Debo pick, it was 17-3 there inside the 10, so flips the field to where you guys have it at the 40, and then the Marcus Williams interception where he brings it back to the 10. I mean, those, you don't just flip the field, but really the Packers at that point were kind of eroding their own clock. They would chew up the clock and then turn it over. I mean, that's a double flip the field. I mean, those two plays in the second half ended, you know, any thought about that. They must have been huge for you.
No, look, anytime you're able to take the ball away, those are critical things. And our ability to get big returns out of those and be able to flip the field, I think, was huge. And certainly, look, you don't want to lose sight of the fact that, you know, right before the Marcus Williams interception, we down a punt on the 5-yard line. So every phase of our team had something to do with our success. And when you talk about the time of possession or you talk about the field position battle, I mean, it was a total complete win. And that's the way you have to play when you play against a really good team like the Green Bay Packers.
Well, you know, Coach Allen, I mean, I'm not sugarcoating this just because I'm talking to you, but I think you're a genius on defense. I think Sean Payton's a genius on offense. I just think the Houdat Nation is fortunate to have both you as the defensive coordinator and Sean Payton as the head coach and the whole staff. But when I look at the challenges that you're going to be facing, okay, Sam Darnold, new opportunity for him with Carolina. But I know Christian McCaffrey could play. And all of a sudden, he's back in the fold. He had 187 yards from scrimmage on 30 touches. I know you have to be aware that they're not saving him for nothing. It seems like they're trying to get his hands on the ball.
No, there's there's no question about it. And, you know, like in our league, you know, each week it's a different challenge. And, you know, last week I feel like, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the main focus in that game, and certainly Devontae Adams. But then you go into this game, and you're looking at Christian McCaffrey, who can do it running the football out of the backfield as well as receiving out of the backfield, flexing them out. Fortunate for us, we have a lot of experience defending guys like that. We went through a whole training camp having to worry about Alvin Kamara. So,
right,
you know, we've got some things that we understand how to deal with those type of players. And then certainly I think their skill set at the wide receiver position is pretty good. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. They came off a big win last week. They're 1-0. We're 1-0, and it's a big divisional game. So we're excited about the opportunity and looking forward to it.
We're able to add cornerback Bradley Roby officially to the 53. Certainly with Ken Crawley's situation, Desmond Trufant, I don't want to say forced into action, but certainly played, you know, veteran in the league, but really only been with the team for 1 week. I guess given kind of what the secondary is kind of right now, how soon could Roby be in, or would it be based really just on need?
Well, look, I think a lot of that will be determined by how quickly and how easily he can pick up on the system. Certainly, he's a fully capable player of coming in and helping us. And so it's going to be, you know, kind of on us as a coaching staff to get him ready. And look, he's much in the same boat that, you know, Desmond Trufant was in, you know. You know, we didn't have him all training camp, and he went into the game and functioned just fine for us in that game the other day. So that's the way that this thing is in the National Football League. He's part of our 53-man roster. We got to get him caught up to speed as soon as we can, you know, that's what we're going to work to do.
You know, Coach Allen, when I look at DeMario Davis and Malcolm Jenkins, you take them for granted because, you know they know what the hell they're doing. But when you look at it, a new flavor, what I mean by that, like, look at the progression of, like, Zach Bond and how you can count on him and you implement him into the game plan. Zach Bond, how about a new cat we get from the Chiefs? I always butcher his name, Passanyal or whatever. I mean, here's the guy.
Just call him Tano, Bobby.
Would you call him Pano?
Tano.
Just call him Tano.
Oh, Tano. I can say Tano.
That's way easier to say.
Yeah, I can say Tano. So I'm looking at Tano like Zach Bond and looking like Huggins. I mean, it's amazing to me that they've taken advantage of their opportunity.
Yeah, look, I've always said this, and I believe this with all my heart. When you take guys that have talent and are willing to work, I believe we can make a football player out of any of them. And those guys have done exactly that. They've done everything that we've asked them to do. They've worked extremely hard. They're smart. They're talented. Certainly our personnel guys have done a great job of acquiring those types of players. And they're going to be a big part of our success this season. Like, we're going to have a bunch of young guys that are going to come in and play for us and play significant roles. And that's exciting to me, that we get a chance to work with some of these guys. I know that Malcolm Jenkins is going to come in and play well for us. I know Cam Jordan's going to play well for us. I know DeMario Davis is going to play well for us. Like, those are given. I know those things. But it's exciting for me when we get an opportunity to work with these young guys and mold these young guys to step in and play significant roles within our system, because this is a league of attrition, and you're going to need everybody. So all 53 guys that are on the roster have to prepare every week to come in and play, and our guys have done a really good job of that.
Defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, thanks very much for your time, sir. You guys set the bar pretty high yesterday. I know you'll answer to the cause and answer to the challenge. We appreciate your time. Good luck this week in Carolina.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.